Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. What is the it in your life for which you need God's help? Into which arena of your circumstances do you wish he would make an appearance and solve it? Have you prayed and prayed and prayed about it and have gotten no answer? Does that mean God doesn't care about it? That little word it carries big meaning, often being the most important matter at that particular moment. Has it made a recent appearance in your life? Are you foggy as to why God didn't stop it, or at least cushion its blow? Do you feel that God has left you to figure it out all by yourself? God tells us in his word for us today, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. The weight of the little word it can be defined with these Bible snapshots. Luke chapter 2, and it came to pass. That it is Jesus' birth into this world to carry your sins to the cross. Now listen to this. Jesus on his cross, having completely paid the eternal punishment for the world's sins, cried out, "It is finished." What needed to be done to accomplish forgiveness for your life and salvation for your soul has been done. It was fitting for God to make Jesus, and in turn you, perfect through your Savior's suffering. So connected are you through it that Jesus now calls you family. What's more is that Jesus' cross and, importantly, his resurrection assures you that eternal life is yours through faith in your Savior, and it is just a few laps down the track of life. Absorb these words of your God and Savior and know that he can handle anything in your life and get you through it. You have his word on it. It means everything. Almighty Lord, when I am afraid of the circumstances of my life, bring to my mind the words of my Savior, "It is finished." Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.